it's been already 10 years since I do this job, since I work here as a tour guide, and what still strikes me the most, it's the way how this is all organized, how planned, how efficient the Gemmas try to be, killing here ordinary innocent people. Because the ones who were brought to Auschwitz, Jews, Poles, Roma people, and the others, they were not considered as human beings. For the Germans, this, they were just numbers in the records, in the documents, and they were very strict about documents and keeping records. Everything had to be recorded, and this is what sometimes still strikes me the most.
And something that strikes you as well is the deceit, the lying that obviously happens, people going into the camp, you know, the sign across the gate, and they're, you know, going into what they thought was a shower. It was that really strikes you.
This is just a big lie. I mean, creating illusion that when they're gonna come to this place, if they're gonna work hard, if they're gonna listen to the orders, they can be released and become free people. But it never happened. I mean, they were not sent here to last for long. Most of the people brought to the camp Auschwitz were killed straight away, just after they arrived. Those taken to the camp lasted an average only for a couple months. And that was the idea. If they're not going to kill them straight away, they're going to use them first. And then, if they're going to die, those taken to the camp, the other ones will come. New slave labor. Yeah.
And as someone who lives nearby, when you're not here doing tours, do you think about it? Is it something that you think about pretty much every day?
Of course we do. I mean, I think that everyone who works in Auschwitz also takes part of this place, part of this job, back home, because, like I said, we deal with different people with different emotions. So it's not something that you can just leave behind. People should not be afraid to come to Auschwitz. We know that there are many people that don't come here because they are not sure how they're going to cope with the history of Auschwitz. The visits can be very, very difficult. People cry, and it's not for everyone. But I think still people should try to come here and see this place at least once in their life.
And just a final one from me, quite heavy question, but you know, the people who deny the Holocaust happened, how do you get your head around that?
Of course, the ones that are trying to say that this never happened, first they should come here and take the lesson. They should come here, see the sites, see the place. They should learn about the history, because I mean, where is the point to deny that 6 million innocent people were killed, were murdered in a place like this? I know that they are saying that it's all just a Jewish propaganda, or it's just exaggerated. No, it happened. It happened, and the ones that are denying are wrong, are completely wrong.